Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that have been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Business Positioning Strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, United Kingdom, Malaysia, India, Japan, Norway, Sweden. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate your life as well. You can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday. You can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and you can actually talk to the guests that I bring on the show right there in the group. I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review Life Transformation Radio wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, and Google Play Music app on Android. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my friend, Sherry Thacker. Sherry, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Hey, Sean. I am so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. I know you do a lot with health and wellness, and you know I've seen your lives and I've seen your I've seen your show. So this is going to be really cool. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we speak the same language, Sean. I mean, I'm all about transformation. So when you asked me to be a part of the podcast, I jumped on in with both feet.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I think transformation, the moment of transformation is what propels us forward. It's the catalyst. Because without that moment, without that, you know, the hitting rock bottom, someone losing a life or something happening. There's a transformational moment in every single person's life that has been the catalyst to move them forward into their purpose. And that's what I like to highlight on the show. I like to highlight that one moment that had that moment not happened, you would be doing something completely different.
I love that. You're looking for me to tell that story?
So what I want to do right now is I want to talk about you. I want to talk about what you're currently doing, and then we'll go right into that transformation. So the title of this episode is Transform Your Life Through Health and Fitness with Sherry Thacker. Sherry has been passionately involved in the field of health and fitness for over 20 years and has all the education to back it up. What began as a personal obsession to transform her own health quickly became her passionate career. Sherry has an unstinting dedication for helping people transform their lives and reverse the damage they have unknowingly done to their health and body for years. Using functional medicine strategies, nutrition, fitness, motivation, and accountability strategies, Sherry has already changed the lives of thousands of people through her revolutionary six-week transformation program. You can go to her website, myhealthisnonnegotiable.com. Myhealthisnonnegotiable.com. So, Sherry, the first question that I have to ask is, what is your why? Why do you do what you do?
Oh my gosh. What an amazing question, because, you know, some people are driven by, you know, their financial gains and what they do. And some people, you know, love to contribute towards the community. And when I get that text message in the morning from the lady who said, you know, Cher, I had to stop. I had to text you because I just put on a pair of jeans that I haven't worn since college. And I'm crying right now, you know, because I feel so amazing. Or when they say, you know, I'm not feeling the pain anymore. You know, like I used to be in immense pain, or I used to be struggling with depression. And today is the first day in so long where I feel free of my emotions. I get testimonials or posts or personal text messages almost on a daily basis where someone's life has been completely changed and transformed. And that's the power. That's the engine. That's the gas in my life that just keeps pushing me forward. Even as an entrepreneur, Sean, you know how it is. You know, you're behind your desk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like, is what I'm doing matter? You know, am I putting an impact in the world? And that's what keeps me going. Absolutely.
I love that. So right now we're going to take a call. And please introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Definitely. I am Shelley Butler. And I'm calling from Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. I don't know if the show is from Canada, so I'm here in
Canada. No, it's not.
And,
but it's cool.
What? Okay. And I'm actually one of Sherry's challengers, and Sherry has actually changed my entire life.
Wow. But, awesome.
My entire life. I'm 52 years old. In November, I was 181.4 pounds. And today, I am 144 pounds.
Wow.
Mean as much to me as what she's done for me for my health and my wellness as far as my food goes. I've been working out for a long time, but really never lost any weight. And with Sherry's support and her teachings, I was able to lose that weight. But not only lose that weight, I was able to get the mental clarity. I honor Sherry. She's done for me what no other trainer has ever done. So, but what I want to really find out this morning is, Sherry, you talk a lot about apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really helped me an awful lot, the apple cider vinegar. But I think that so many people need to understand what that's going to do for you, because it has actually helped me, but it tastes horrendous.
Yes.
I mean, that stuff tastes like dirty socks, right? But honestly, I haven't had a cold all winter, and every time I up my dosage of apple cider vinegar, and I seem to be fine. What is it that's in that stuff that is magical?
Well, we love to nourish our healthy gut bacteria, right? And you are nourishing that healthy gut bacteria when you're having that that fermented food. So it is. It does taste very – it is hard to get down, and that is because it's to the degree in which it's been fermented.
Okay. It has honestly helped me so much, and it is part of my daily habits now. So the one thing, Sherry, you talk an awful lot about is our daily habits and how that is going to define our future. What would you say is the number one, your number one daily habit?
That's my favorite question, because you know how much I drill that into people. And, you know, I have three non-negotiable habits, and that's when I'll get up in the morning. And, you know, I've said this many times, I'm up at 4. I have my micronutrients, I have my water, I have my apple cider vinegar, I am working out. This is the time that I get in all my education. So I'm often doing some cardio, doing that weight training while educating myself. I get up, I get into the shower, I have a mixture of warm and cold shower. really wakes you up, and it's not pleasant, right? Like, cold showers, I'm telling you right now, it's not pleasant. No one said they would be, but when you leave the shower, you're invigorated, right? And it opens up your brain, and it increases your blood circulation, and it really kind of wakes up your lymphatic system. It's an important part of my day. In the afternoon, around 3 o'clock, it's absolutely imperative that I get into the sunlight of some kind. I step away from my desk. I spend time with my son. I often jump in the hot tub where I get the oxygen. I get the sun. I have that de-stress time, and it's what I call the transition time. It's from afternoon into the evening when you're leaving your work life, you're entering family life, and you are taking some moments to tap into that parasympathetic nervous system, bringing yourself way down from that stressful part of your day. And then when you reconnect with your family, you're not jacked up, right? You're not in that fight or flight stance. You're not stressed. You're not distracted. Hopefully you spend that time connecting, making that physical contact with your family, where you're increasing that oxytocin, you're tapping into the serotonin, happy feel-good hormones while you're exposing yourself to sunlight. And then in the evening, you know, I am non-negotiable on the bedtime. I get to bed 9 o'clock. I have my sleeping rituals, which I talk about a lot in the 6-week transformation program. And you know what they are, Shelly, and you give me goosebumps. Thank you so much for calling in, because I was getting those goosebumps as you were calling in. But those three periods throughout the day are imperative, and you need to craft your own rituals that are appropriate for you. Not everyone can get up at 4 a.m. Not everyone can go to bed at 9 p.m. Not everyone can step away from their desk at 3. You need those three points in your day where, number one, you are educating your body, you are moving your body, properly nourishing, you are de-stressing, you are taking a look at stress right in the eye, and you're like, okay, we're going to calm you right down periodically throughout the day, because stress is evil, invisible killer that no one ever spends enough time paying attention to. It's often shoved to the side. And sleep is sacrificed far too much for stupid things that do not matter 6 months from now. And there is far more damage to your body by sacrificing sleep than they will ever be in that document or in that proposal or in that email that you've got to write. So those three points, Shelly, thank you so much for answering or asking that question. It's vitally important.
I couldn't agree more. And Sherry, I just want to say once again, thank you so much for changing my life. And so many people that are around me, I watch every morning at the transformations because I am up early. I have built these habits into my life as well. And like I say, within 5 months, less than 5 months, I'm 37 pounds down and have never felt better in my life. So thank you, girlfriend. Wow. Love you.
High five for the butt slap, girl.
Right on.
Did we lose Sean? Hello? I'm going to start talking because maybe Sean will come back. Hopefully I'm not disconnected out there. But until I hear Sean again, I'm going to say hi to Julie and Mark and Sylvie and Lara, who are watching me live on my Facebook page. And today we are talking about transforming your life through health. Oh, Sean is here. I'm getting the message. I'm muted, so let me know when you're back, Sean. But that's what we do in our 6-week transformation program. We really help you to craft your daily routines right from every single hour of the day. You have to learn how to use functional medicine strategies. That is the science of today. That is the science that is absolutely going to teach you how to work your body. I cannot hear you, Sean, so I'm going to keep talking until I do. This is how you can learn how to heal your body from the inside out. It's really important. This is not a weight loss program. Weight loss is a side effect of what I teach. Your side effect, because for once and for all, you have to look at those sugar addictions right in the eye. You have to fight those addictions and lose those habits for the rest of your life. It is at a point in this society right now where we have to look back at that person we can no longer be. We were fed these sugar addictive foods since the time we were infants, living in a generation of processed foods. Everybody listening right now, you know, has grown up on some form of processed food. And today they make so incredibly addictive that you can't get rid of them easily. So you need help, right? You need accountability. You need a support system. But we cannot there, Sean. I hear him now. Sean, are you with me? I heard him for a second. So I'll go back to what I was saying. You need to say goodbye to those addictive foods. I know so many people desperately want a life balance. You want to be able to look and say, okay, how do I eat healthfully but still eat pizza? And at the end of the day, after a year and a half and 10, 18 years of working with myself and with clients who try to find this life balance, if you do not permanently remove these sugar addictive, these chemically addictive foods from the body, you're always going to crave them. You're always going to feel depriving yourself of them. You're always going to struggle with prepping foods and creating those habits. And it's been, I am not perfect. I'm far from perfect, but I have made the decision that for the rest of my life, I will continue to fight that sugar addiction and to look at those problematic foods and work aggressively hard to permanently remove them from my life so that the foods that I nourish my body with are the foods that are designed to be in there. Our bodies recognize them, and they not only recognize them, they welcome them and they need them. Those are the molecules that help keep us healthy. We talked about gut bacteria before. That gut bacteria is in our bellies for a reason. They're designed to protect us. They're designed to keep the immune system pumping. They're designed to help us digest food. They're designed to help fight against the pathogens in the body that shouldn't be there. So understanding how important it is to nourish your body with the foods that it needs, that number one is going to feed and nourish those healthy gut bacteria, and knowing that sugar simply feeds those, quote, bad bacteria. Right? The more sugary, addictive foods that you eat, the so-called bad bacteria thrive on them. And you can't keep nourishing them because you will constantly crave them. And the example that I'll give with my clients is I'll say, listen, you know, it's like telling a heroin addict that it's okay to be a heroin addict on Saturdays. But from Sunday to Friday, you have to be clean. But on Saturday, go on out and party until you drop, right? What's going to happen with that heroin addict? The next day, he's going to be more and more chemically addicted to those drugs. The same when you know you've tried to quit smoking before. The same when you've increased your alcohol intake. And next thing you know, you find yourself suddenly dependent on alcohol. Any addictive substance that you continue to put in your body will continue to be chemically addicted to you. So when you do speak to these stellar individuals who have been successful and completely and 100% eliminating these toxic foods into the body, you have to applaud them because, first of all, that is very hard to do. No one said that would be easy. But on the second hand, they're extremely healthy. Their skin is glowing. Their hair is flowing. Everything is the way as it should be, and they live a very healthy life. So we're at the 19-minute mark. I'm going to see if Sean's out there. I'm going to see if I can get some feedback. People who are watching me on Facebook, give me some feedback here because I've lost my host of the podcast. And if you can hear me on Facebook, have any? No, Sean, I can't hear you. That's why I keep talking. So if you keep talking until I can eventually hear you, that's fine. Otherwise, you know, the show must go on. So I'm going to just keep on rambling here as I tend to do. This is a great opportunity for me to share with your audience how important it is to understand how to heal your health from the cellular level. And once you do that, you find that it's not aesthetics anymore. It's not about the aesthetics. It's sure. That's what propels us forward. That's where we start, right? When I was 23, I was 180 pounds. I was so used to being cute and attractive as a teenager. And quickly in my 20s, I had put on a tremendous amount of weight, just basically living off of Kentucky Fried Chicken and not exercising. And until one day I woke up in a size 16 pants and I hadn't even realized I was a size 16. So sure, when I first started eating healthy and exercising, it was to get those Jennifer Aniston arms, right, that we all loved and watched on Friends. But then that transitional moment for me, that aha moment for me, was that time. And my clients have heard this story many times, but to your audience, Sean, you know, I went to go and visit my grandmother in the hospital because she had had a heart attack and a stroke from, and she was paralyzed from the left side down. And she was my very best friend growing up. I absolutely adored this woman. I loved this woman. She practically raised me. She played with me. We played dress up and cards and we did arts and crafts. And so, you know, I definitely made it my business to come and visit her monthly because we lived in two different towns. You know, so I'm driving up from Montreal to Ottawa. I walk into the room and she's lying in this. She is in the jail cell of her body. And as I'm sitting there talking to her, there is the room that she shared with three other people. This one gentleman started wailing uncontrollably, making these horrendous noises that I will not shock your audience with. And I look, oh, there he's back. He's back. Hi, Sean.
I'm here.
How are you? Not sure what happened, but I'm happy to have you back.
Me too.
Do you want me to continue my story?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I look over at my grandmother and I said, my God, Nanny, what's the matter with this guy? He's just wailing uncontrollably. And it was in this moment, Sean, this exact moment when, you know, her eyes darted out at me. They were piercing and her eyes started to swell with tears. And in an instant, in this moment, I could see a rage and a range of emotions between desperation, frustration, and fear and loneliness. And, you know, as her eyes started to swell, she looked over at me and she goes, Sherry, he never stops. He never stops. He's like that all day long. And it was in that moment that I realized she couldn't get up and exit the room if she wanted to. She couldn't go to the bathroom when she wanted to. She couldn't even reach over and get a magazine because she was paralyzed. And what happens is, you know, I grew up with her just loving in the morning a fresh, cold orange from the fridge. And she used to tell me, oh, Sherry, a nice cold orange in the fridge. And, you know, here she was in the final years of her life, a good 6 years in jail. And do you think anyone would even bring her a cold orange? You know, the simplest pleasures of life she could never enjoy again all the way until the day she died. And when I reflect back on my grandfather, who had suffered from Parkinson's for 20 years, and I realized his shaking body and his uncontrollable gas and his peeing his pants and the things that he could never control, I looked up, Sean, and I was saying to myself, my God, you know, you're in jail. You're in jail in your own body. And that is when I left that hospital that day, and I literally, the words came out of my mouth, and I said, my health is non-negotiable.
Wow. So that's how you live now, is the healthy, like, non-negotiable, right?
I sure as heck try, Sean. You know, I'm going to be honest. I struggle like everybody else. We all have our moments, right? But, you know, every effort, every day, every effort, I focus my mind forward on trying to make the healthiest decisions that I can in that moment.
Yeah. You know, in the past couple of years, I'd say probably in the past 3 years, we've made very, very healthy choices because I noticed that, like, our kids were not performing and we weren't performing, and like you could just tell. So it's been like 3 years since we've had like Hamburger Helper.
Oh my God, you know what I mean? Yes. I love that stuff.
So it's been like 3 years since we have a hamburger. I mean, literally, our food is like scratch. So, you know, we'll have, you know, the steak, or we'll have you know, like we made a chicken. We just made this recipe. It was Cajun chicken pasta. It was amazing. Like fresh chicken. Was it the frozen bag? It was the actual like package, you know, of chicken. And then we got the fresh peppers, you know, green and red peppers. And then, you know, we can't make our own pasta, so we had to, you know, buy the box pasta. But we made our own sauce, you know, out of heavy whipping cream, and like everything was scratch, and it just tasted so much better. And when you, and it felt more fulfilling, you know, it didn't feel like, oh, I'm all tired now, 'cause I'm, you know, I just ate and I'm all tired, and like, you know, you get all lethargic.
I love that you said that. Yes, Sean, because you know what? I don't think people realize that feeling after eating is not normal. It's common.
Right.
But it's not normal. Like, you shouldn't be feeling that way, right?
100%. If you go to a restaurant, any restaurant, well, not fast food, but any, like, sit down, you know, if you go to, like, Texas Roadhouse or Chili's or anywhere you go, especially if it's a scratch kitchen restaurant, you get done eating. You don't want to take a nap. You're like, all right, guys, let's go. We got to go home. Or you get the kids with you. You're like, okay, guys, let's go. You know, we got other things to do. And you go do stuff. But when you're home and you're cooking at home and all you want to do is go to bed, it's the food you're cooking, right? So our favorite one is salmon, blackened salmon. And then we will take the squash and zucchini and cook it in butter. And we will serve that as our vegetable. And so it pairs very well with that blackened salmon. And I mean, that's just what we do now. You know, it's the fresh vegetables. We don't just buy box dinner and go, okay, guys, here's banquet meal, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we don't do that. We haven't done that. I haven't bought a box of, like, the banquet chicken, like the crispy chicken. I haven't bought that in years. We buy everything fresh. Everything is you know, healthy. So, I mean, we don't even do, like Sloppy Joe's anymore. You know, we haven't done Sloppy Joe's in a while. And it might be a very few and far between where the kids are like, I really want Sloppy Joe's. We're like, oh, all right. You know, but that's what the kids want.
But you could make that, right? Like, you could make it with healthy foods, couldn't you?
Sure, 100%. Yeah, 100%. But we also do not, and we refuse to eat it like McDonald's. We will not eat at McDonald's. I have a Taco Bell fetish. So, sorry, I have to eat at Taco Bell sometimes. You know, but, you know, normally when we eat out, you know, like if we're eating out somewhere, you know, and we want fast food, we'll go to a sandwich place and we'll get fresh sandwiches. You know, I don't eat Subway. Like, we just don't go to Subway. We'll go to like a place like Firehouse Subs is great. Or we go to a sandwich shop, you know, and we'll get fresh, you know, sandwiches or something. You know, we don't eat like the fast food, like, no.
Well, the one thing that I love to say within my audience, Sean, is that if you could imagine going underneath your sink, and underneath there is likely a bottle of Windex, right? And here is this blue fluid. Well, you wouldn't think about drinking it because it's designed to taste horrible to make sure that you don't drink it, right? Because it's a chemical that can harm you. And yet Gatorade or the like, right? People are downing these chemicalized, highly sugar beverages or foods thinking it's edible. Well, I can eat it and it tastes great, right? But it's just as toxic and it's just as harmful. And the only difference is it doesn't taste like blueberry flavoring, right?
Yeah. Well, I would always think that Gatorade and Powerade and everything, yeah, it's got, you know, sugars and, but I always thought that Gatorade and Powerade was like full of electrolytes and it's good for you. And, you know, not, I mean, it's not like, you know, you drink it every day, whatever, but I mean, as a sports drink to like replenish you, you know, I always thought, and I was always taught that was actually good for you.
It really couldn't be farther from the truth. I hate to debunk that, but, you know, first of all, it is crazy, insanely high of sugar, unnecessarily refined processed sugar. And you can get those electrolytes easily by just creating your own mineralized drink, right? And just by using fruit And you can even use, they sell like an electrolyte mineral that, you know, just a couple of drops you can put inside your water. Even adding some salt in your water throughout the day. There's a lot of ways that you can get the calcium, the magnesium, the potassium that you need to, and there's you just hop on Pinterest and you'll find, you know, up to the wazoo, all these different electrolyte drinks that you can use. And of course, they'll tell you to throw some stevia in there, which, you know, can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. You know, any kind of false sugar where the reward system is not accepting those calories, you know, and it's kind of fake calories going in. It does throw out your metabolism. It does having you constantly seek out the sugar that your body's not actually receiving. But, you know, using them in light doses can be fine. But yeah, I would definitely stay away from any of those sugary drinks.
Yeah, and you mentioned stevia. That's what my mom uses. You know, my mom's, I think, I don't know, 60, 61, I guess. And that's what she uses every time she comes to the house. You know, she has her thing of stevia, you know, and she's like, I don't use sugar because it causes cancer. My mom doesn't even have a microwave because she says it causes cancer. So
I don't have one either, to be honest. But I mean, even with stevia, you need to be careful because stevia is a leaf, right? It's a plant. So when you can buy pounds of stevia and there's all, you know, here it is in every marketplace across the land, it's filled, you know, they're filling it. It's commercialized. You've got excess stuff to make the bag bulkier in there. You do, you know, if you're going to use stevia, grow it yourself and throw it in the stuff that you want to cook with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like what was talked about earlier with the apple cider vinegar. That's what we like. We cook with that. We cook with apple cider vinegar. And it seems to do, you know, very well, especially like our Thanksgiving turkey is an apple cider vinegar glaze. Like,
oh, nice.
The glaze is made from apple cider vinegar. And so we'll throw some orange juice in there with it. And so what we do is we use brown sugar, a little bit of brown sugar just to kind of give it some flavoring. Some brown sugar, fresh squeezed orange juice, the apple cider vinegar, and then you mix it all together, and then that is your glaze.
Oh, I like
the brown
that.
Sugar.
That sounds good.
The brown sugar mixes with the vinegar, and then it becomes like a gel, like not a gel, like syrup. It becomes syrupy. That's what it becomes syrupy. So once we get that where we need to get it, because you have to cook it, right? So you cook it up. And then you cook it for like 5 minutes or something. But once it's cooked, it slows down. It starts to cool. It becomes like a syrup, and that's what we use for our. That's what we use in our turkey for Thanksgiving, and people absolutely love it.
Yeah, if you can find ways to incorporate apple cider vinegar, in the morning or throughout the day, I typically nurse a bottle throughout the day. I throw some in the morning and then I add water throughout the day. And as it dilutes, it really helps to enhance with weight loss. If that's something that you're looking to do, it lowers cholesterol and blood pressure as well. There's a lot of health benefits to keeping, a regular, dose of apple cider vinegar in the body.
Yeah. So what I want to do right now is make very clear what that transformational moment was for you that put you on the path to what you're doing today. What was that moment?
So I told my health perspective from my grandmother's point of view. And when I left there, I made a contract with myself that absolutely nothing would get in the way of my health, and nothing ever really does or did. Even when I birthed my son, I was at the gym that morning doing a 90-minute weight training workout, and that night I went into labor. 3 weeks later, I was, you know, back looking after my body again in the gym. And that's not from an obsessive point of view. That's just from a I need to stay strong and keep my body moving decision. But you know, where we transitioned from kind of doing personal training and group training in the gym, I felt at that time that I was lacking a service to my clients because I constantly would hear them struggling with food. you know, I keep struggling with food. I would hear this again and again and again. And at this time, I was really diving deep into the study of functional medicine, from fasting and reducing inflammation and identifying gut health and so on. And that's kind of when the 6-week transformation program was born, because we wanted to create step plan to help people understand, hey, I can't follow a calorie plan. I can't follow a nutrition plan that someone else gave me, because they don't know what's causing inflammation in my body, right? I'm the only one that can figure that out. I got to eat it, take it out, and put it back in again to see if my body has a negative reaction to it. So you have to design your own plan, and that's what we do. We specialize in helping you understand, okay, let's look at the inflammatory foods first. Let's help you heal and nourish your gut. Let's teach you about stress, that you know the importance of taking that time. You know, everyone knows stress is bad, but who takes time during the day to plan a time when you're managing it and you're dealing with it, right? So that's what we do. We really try to work hard to help people look at their life, look at their health, and especially women. I start off my podcast with, we help women make their health non-negotiable after they've neglected their bodies while caring for the people that they love, which we know women always put themselves last. They feel guilty when they try to spend time for themselves. So we really help women understand, look, this is not an option, right? You're not being noble here by sacrificing yourself.
Right.
One day you will live in the jail cell of your body if you're not careful, right? And those times of investing, much like your financial future, are now. You have to spend time now investing in the health of your body. Otherwise, you will wake up with that ticket to jail, and you're going to live in pain. You're going to live with depression, anxiety. You're going to live with Alzheimer's, heart disease, strokes, heart attacks. You name it, it's coming. You are walking down that path one step at a time, one day at a time, and it creeps up on you, right? One day you're like, oh, my back's starting to hurt. And it's not about weight. It's about how you're feeling. And you're like, I just can't remember where my keys are anymore. And why do I feel so lack of motivation? You know, you wake up one day and you don't know yourself anymore. Like, what happened? You know, you look down and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Where's the girl from college? You know, where's the girl that was fun and exciting and bouncy and running down the street? And now all of a sudden it's like, it's an effort to play with my kids on the floor, you know? So that's what we try to help do.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I felt that way too. You know, just, you know, like a year ago, you know, and I was having, end of 2017, beginning of 2018, I started having issues, and it was right around the time in 2017. Yeah, we were like really hitting the health thing hard. And my body was like, no, don't do it. No. Like, we cut out like sodas. We cut out like everything. And literally, my friend who's a nutritionist, he's like, man, he's like, your body's going into shock. I was like, what? He's like, like, your body's rejecting your healthy stuff. Cause I mean, we were really like really on the health thing. He's like, your body's just going through a change, man. He's like, you put in so much garbage. I mean, I was drinking two monsters a day, two green monsters. Monsters a day. Yeah. And that's how, that was how I derived my energy. And I was like, well, what do I do? He's like, keep on eating healthy and your body will regulate itself. And then, he's like, it'll adjust, you know? And it was like a couple of days of, I'm like, oh, I feel weird. I was like, man, I was like, I have
but
energy, but I don't know.
Coming
what to
off
do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you were, you know, at that time, the transition was, it was like you were getting rid of smoking or you were coming off of some form of addiction. Your body was going into shock without having that addiction. And for some reason, we don't get it, right? When it comes to food, we're like, why? I don't understand why I'm so fatigued. And yet, if you were caught, if you were a heroin addict, right? And we sent you off to the veterinary clinic, we know you're going through 48 hours of hell, right? And we see like, you're sweating and you're like, you know, delirious and you're all over the place. So that's in the extreme. But when your body's addicted to sugar, you're going to go through a couple of weeks of feeling like you have a cold, feeling like you're fatigued, like you're grumpy, irritable. It's all going to set in because your body, it's actually the quote bad bacteria in your body that's yelling at you saying, feed me, right? It's looking for those chemical foods that it lives off of. And those bacteria
right.
at that time is dying, right? And they're like, don't tell
right.
me no, right? And your healthy bacteria is taking over.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. And now I have the answers. You know, after talking with somebody, I'm like, okay, well, this is what I gotta do. Like, I learned from him about high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
Like, what? Like, what are you talking yes. about? And it's I'm blown away at what these things do to your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, high fructose
mm-hmm.
corn syrup's in a lot of soda. Right? And,
oh yeah, it's in everything.
And things
yeah.
like that. And basically what it does is it's like a filler, but it doesn't fill you. So you keep on drinking, keep on eating, keep on eating, keep on eating, keep on drinking. And your body isn't registering that high fructose corn syrup. It doesn't register it in your glucose. So it thinks that you're still hungry, but you're really not. And that's why you eat like a whole bag of chips. You drink,
yep.
you know, a bunch of sodas in a day because you always feel thirsty. Like it blocks your receptors. And I had no idea. But it blocks your receptors.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, we don't
even in,
like when we go out, it's tea. Like we drink a lot of tea.
Yeah.
But I drink either like sweet tea because I just like sweet tea. I don't like the non-sweet. It's just, you know. And I drink like strawberry. I'll get strawberry lemonade, like fresh strawberry lemonade, where there's like little bits of strawberry in there. I'm like, love that. Or
mm-hmm.
even like raspberry tea. You know what I mean? But I'm not getting a Dr. Pepper or Coke. Like, I don't drink Coke. No.
Yeah, no, that's kind of, there are certain things you just absolutely have to say goodbye to for the rest of your life. Like you have,
yeah.
I remember a pivotal moment in my health for myself was when I was in the Chicago airport and I was kind of running in between flights and I ran into these little, whatever side stores where they're selling food. And I'm starving and I'm rushing because my flight's about to leave. And I remember at that moment that I looked through the store looking for something to eat and I couldn't find anything. And I left the store and I stopped in my tracks and I realized that as I looked and scanned those shelves, the chocolate bars, the chips, the nuts, all the stuff and the crap and the crud that they sell, my brain
oh, yeah.
did not recognize that it's as food. It wasn't a matter of me saying, no, that's not a good choice. I could have been looking at toy cars for all that was there because my brain
yeah.
is just, it didn't compute it as food anymore. And that's when I realized that I had kind of reached a new level in my mentality when it came to what I decided to put in my body.
Yeah. You know, we always try to find healthy choices as well. Like, absolutely we do. And I mean, you'd be amazed at, and when I learned about the grocery store too, how to shop, you know, what to look for, you know, and it's amazing the mentality that you have or that you develop when you're trying to find healthy alternatives. And I don't know, for me, it's just, it is amazing what happens to you, your brain, and your lifestyle whenever you decide that this is the way that I'm going to live. It has changed my life.
And that's truly the hardest part for everybody is getting over that hurdle. That's the biggest hurdle of letting go of those foods
yep.
that we connect to our childhood. We connect them to good memories. We connect them to sights and sounds
yep.
and smells. And the moment life throws us shit, right? We
yeah.
run to those foods because it's that feeling of connection, of those feel good whatevers, right? And we have these emotional connections to these, not to mention that they are chemically designed to be addictive. Like that is pure science at work in
right.
the molecules of everything that's been, you know, put on the shelves today that we are designed in the foods that we're wired to want to eat them. But once you and I do this in my program. I have your negotiable list and I have your non-negotiable list. And slowly but surely, one by one, you've got to move these foods over to the non-negotiable list that says never again. I need to look at Coca-Cola or these sodas like a bottle of Windex. It's not an option. You know, I need to look at vegetable oils and what it does to your brain. And when you think about, you know, how it literally shrinks your brain, literally, you know, interferes with the synapses of your brain and
right.
having you having these, you know, powerful thoughts. When you literally think about, I want my body to be in its peak performance. And when I put vegetable oils or these high processed foods in my body, I am slowly killing my body day by day with each one of those choices. So you have to
yep.
take, you know, things like Doritos. You need to find the, and I don't know if we're naming names here, but you need to find
Doritos.
The replacements of these things, right? Because when you start to research, like, give yourself some homework this weekend. Go and look up in the internet at the ingredients of some of your most favorite foods that you know are, quote, bad for you. Look up every single ingredient and then go and look at the science studies that they have done on how the body is affected by each and every one of those ingredients. Because it's not one thing in these things that are bad for you. There's like 10, 15 ingredients that are incredibly
yeah.
toxic to your body, and they all have different, you know, toxicity
yep.
levels, right? MSG and all the. So you need to be educated, because once you understand what is in these foods, once it's in your brain, you might as well be putting a dog, you know, a pile of dog shit in your mouth, because that's what you need to connect to. You need to connect to the fact that you put something in your mouth that you don't want in there. And now it's not a matter
right.
of deprivation. It's not a matter of saying, I'm going to eat good today, or I was bad last night. It's a matter of making the decision that says, I honor my body. I want my brain to work when I'm 72. Like, this is not an option for me. I have to nourish my body with the foods that it was designed to eat, because I love myself far too much to just, you know, to be so destructive to it.
And I want to hint on exactly what you said about the harmful things that are actually in our food. Hot dogs have been ruined for me forever. Like, I could only buy beef hot dogs because my brother-in-law was like, dude, you need to look at the package. I'm like, oh, whatever. He's like, you're feeding your kids on it? Like, I just package of hot dogs. You know, it's like Bar S or whatever the off-brand, you know, whatever, like 70 cents.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, do you know what you're feeding your kids? I was like, what? They like hot dogs. He's like, yeah, but you had to get the beef ones. I'm like, why? Look at the package. It's first ingredient, mechanically separated chicken. I'm like, okay. He's like, do you know what that is?
Like,
I'm like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, I was like, no. He's like, good, neither do I. Now, grab the beef hot dogs.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. He's like, look at the first ingredient. It says beef. Doesn't say mechanically separated chicken. Does it? Look at bologna. I'm like, oh, God, don't ruin it for me. Don't ruin it for me.
Yeah.
He's like, grab beef bologna. Right? I was like, no, not the bologna. Right? He's like, dude, you got to get fresh bologna.
Yeah.
But you got to get beef bologna, because look at the bologna. So I look at the off-brand that we were buying. You know, it's like regular bologna. It's the cheapest bologna, whatever, mechanically separated chicken. I'm like, oh, God. So now we get the Oscar Mayer, like the, you know, because the kids like bologna. And I can just tell the taste. Like, when you go to, like, literally, we were eating the regular hot dogs, and then we got the beef hot dogs. I was like, wow, these are amazing. He's like, well, yeah, because actual food. If you look at Mountain Dew, there's an ingredient in Mountain Dew. It's like, I can't remember what it's called. It's beryllium or something, like something in the Mountain Dew, whatever. Research on this ingredient. It's found in household cleaners causing agents.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I drink Mountain Dew religiously. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
It's scary, right? Because you reflect back on
you
being 5 and 15 and 25, and you're like, I drank that damn thing my whole life. Like, what the hell is going to happen to me? Right?
Yep. And then you get down a rabbit hole because you start finding out what hydrogenated vegetable oil is. And you're like, oh, God. That's why MREs for military, the MREs, they have a 10-year shelf life. The MREs are good for 10 years, you know, because they're made with products that are used to preserve it. And so a lot of the products that we use, you know, the box meals and different things, they have all these preservatives in there. And those preservatives is what is killing people. So,
and what they're learning is when they're starting to dig people up from the ground, the bodies are not decomposing anymore because they're so filled with preservatives.
Oh,
like,
no.
How much up is that? Right? Like, how seriously, like, go and research that study. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I want to do
mm-hmm.
before we close the show is I want to do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want to, the audience to know and to do. Plug your programs, products, and services. This is your time to shine. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Thank you. So, guys, we have been running the 6-week transformation program for the last half, and we've had phenomenal, phenomenal success. And as we entered into the spring, like everything, you love to revamp and rework things and make it even better than it was before. And that's exactly what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, is I've been ripping apart my program and making it a step-by-step, done-for-you, daily, less than 5-minute action plan to help you get educated so that you know how to make the right decisions that are going to help you to heal your body from the inside out, so that you know how to drive your body intuitively, just like you know how to drive your car. You don't have to count calories, count macro charts, point systems, or run around on a hamster wheel. You will figure out how your body works. So if you want to go to myhealthisnonnegotiable.com, that is where you're going to find my 6-week transformation program. Our next one is launching April 22nd. So we're going to have the big reveal on everything that's included in the program next week. So I encourage you to go over there. And if you're listening to this before April 22nd, jump in on the wait list so that you are notified, because we're only opening up the doors for just a couple of days. Why? Because we want action takers. About making progress with their health. They're not looking for the quick fix. They're not looking for the 21-day follow this, and then when life gets in the way, you're going to quit it. We want to make people understand that your health is non-negotiable. This is the body that you were given. It's the only asset you ever will truly have in the rest of your life. And if you don't want to wake up in your own personal jail cell one day, you have to take time to figure this stuff out. So yes, it's going to take a little bit of work, but with our guidance and our step-by-step plan that's going to help you figure all this stuff out for yourself, it's a no situation, because you're drafting your own plans on your terms. You are making up all the rules. We're just giving you the education behind those decisions so you know how to make those decisions. So go to myhealthisnonnegotiable.com where you'll find all the information.
Love it. Love it. I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on Life Transformation Radio. This has been absolutely educational and a lot of fun.
Thank you, Sean. I love being here. Thank you so much for letting me share my message to your audience.
You're welcome. And where can so if they want to connect with you, it is myhealthisnonnegotiable.com, right?
That's right. And they can always find me on Facebook. I'm all over the place there.
Perfect. Yep. All right. And with that, we will see you again, Life Transformation Radio listeners, on another episode. Join us Tuesday through Friday here on the Blog Talk Radio Network live. And with that, I close. Live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.